I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, Comedy Central's Clusterfest, returns to San Francisco. Where is this? We're doing tickets. Are we going to give some of these away, Yous?
Are you talking about Clusterfest?
Clusterfest, yeah. It's not coming up until June, 21st through June 23rd.
Yes, we will have some tickets.
Oh, I see. We're doing a lineup on Thursday.
Yes. So that'll then we'll have tickets then on Thursday.
Perfect. So, and you get tickets for all 3 days.
Yeah.
We're doing
3 days.
Clusterfest, yeah. Cluster passes.
Yeah. I'm looking at the...
God, I get so scared whenever Clusterfest comes around.
I know.
Easy to mess that up. CF is one of my favorite words, and I'm just, you know...
The lineup is really good.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Got any hints for us?
No, I can't.
Okay. I'm reading about part two of Leaving Neverland.
Oh.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it was focused on the little kid who actually did take him to trial in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Jordy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jordan Chandler, I think is his name.
And how...
Is he in the movie?
I don't believe he's part of the movie.
No,
I think they talk about...
They talk about him and show, you know, old footage.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want to be part of it, huh?
Well,
that's weird.
He got paid out. His family got paid out.
So they might not be able to.
His family, that family got paid out $28 million, maybe 28.5. Jordan got $18 million. The parents got $5 million. The rest went to lawyers, something along those lines.
Who was the case? He was acquitted on some case.
There was also another kid that got paid out about... $2.5 million.
Mm.
Also,
yikes. So they were talking. They're talking in this thing I'm reading about how he just the kid had been trained by Michael Jackson that you're going to jail. We're both going to jail for the rest of our lives if anybody finds out about this. So the cops would come to him day after day after day and ask him the same questions over and over and over, and he just wouldn't even flinch. No, that never happened. No, 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 no. And Michael Jackson would be like, you just have to deny it.
Mm-hmm.
You just never tell him anything. Yikes.
One of the kids that did
testify
and drew pictures, gave really intimate details. Michael ended up settling out of court. His lawyer, I believe it was the Jordan one, but there was the other one. It's hard because there's so many kids.
Oof.
It's hard to remember all of it.
That's the most horrifying.
A lot
part
of it focused
thing.
On. The parents and how they can't believe that this happened. One mom's like, I really bleeped up. I can't believe I messed up my kid's life. He's messed up to this day.
Mm.
And these two kids that they focus on,
right.
What are their names? Robson, Wade Robson, and
something Chuck.
Jimmy Slam Chuck. I can't even remember right now.
I don't know.
But
Safe Chuck.
They're, to this day, are still pretty messed up. Like, they didn't come to terms with things till they were well into their adulthood because they thought it was a real love thing and didn't realize till later when they had their own kids. That's what really set them off.
Mm. Well, it was a parental failing. There's no question. But it's also, you know, a dude who knew how to... I don't know how he knew, but he knew how to make these kids...
They still haven't forgiven their moms for it.
How could they?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how the moms have forgiven themselves, and I hate to say it.
One of them almost doesn't exactly take blame. The other one takes full-on blame. The other one's like, well, how could I have known?
Yeah, I don't. Like, I feel like who's questioning them, and are they giving them softballs? Because it feels a little bit, it feels like, shouldn't they have gone harder at them a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, you know what? Then again, it's done. So what are you going to do? Be the person beating up on some lady? I don't know. Who gets anything from that?
Right.
How are they conducting the interview part of it? Is it just these people? Do you see who's doing this
You
interview?
Don't see who's doing it.
You
There's a couple times you hear words
mm-hmm.
As they're answering back, but you don't see who's interviewing them at all. They even interviewed the wives of both the men. Both men are married now, with kids of their own. And they break down and they cry. And
you know, not to defend
any
of the parents, because it's indefensible. Mm-hmm. But on one hand, I mean, there were rumors out there even back then that he's up to stuff with kids, right? So there's that, which makes it indefensible. But on the other hand, if your mind doesn't go there, it would be easy to think like, hey, he's just a nice man who, you know, I mean, my mind doesn't go to, well, that kid's hot.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, right. You wouldn't think like that. So how could you have?
And these both, when the parents asked him, both boys kept denying it. Like, over the years, kept denying it and denying it. And, you know.
So they're hearing from their kids that nothing's happening. Mm-hmm. And they're hearing from Michael that nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm. And but other kids.
And this mink coat is wonderful.
Mm. Mm. And that trip we took to Honolulu, amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, part two aired last night. It's now available. I guess if you have HBO Go, you can just watch it whenever you want, if you ever want to. I don't know if I'm watching that. I really feel like that Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse thing sounds really good.
More up your alley.
I just don't know if I want to sit and watch, you know, creepy Michael Jackson do creepy things to little boys. So, and is there a lot of sort of archival footage? Or is it just the interviews? Or is it does it show them together?
Yeah, there's footage of the boys when they were little and how they met Michael. You know, I hate to say it, but Neverland is so beautiful. They show a lot of footage of Neverland and just how large it is. Mm. And the security gates and different rooms and, you know, all kinds of inside stuff. Yeah.
Well, it is for sale now, $31 million.
Yeah, did it go down?
They took it down from $100 million to $31 million. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, the theme park is gone.
Yeah. Well, or fortunately.
Yeah,
just
kidding.
Burn it all down.
The zoo is still there. Well, I guess the remnants of a zoo are there. I doubt there's any animals there if no one's actively living on
right.
that. Maybe someone's there caretaking it. Who knows? The big story yesterday is that Luke Perry died.
Mm-hmm. Right after we got out of here, I guess.
You guys had just walked out of the office, and I always go on to see what's going on. And that just popped up, and people started coming to our office saying they got it on their phones. Did you guys get it on your phones?
Yeah, right. Well, I don't get it on my phone until I get home because I have that, like, I have a thing.
Do not disturb, right?
People get a bounce back. I'm driving.
Yeah, I like it.
Me too. I like it too. It makes it so I just don't have to think about it. I don't have to worry about it. Phone's just quiet. But right, when I get home, I always look at my phone and see if anybody texted me while I was driving, and then that was there. He had a stroke last Wednesday. We had heard a massive stroke, and TMZ had a million insider information items. And he passed away yesterday morning, 52 years old. Mm. That's my age. Oh.
That's young.
It is young. You would have never thought that 52 would be young, but then you're 52 and you're like, I still feel pretty damn good.
Right.
Who knew? I feel like I'm in my prime-ish. Ish. So we had a massive stroke last Wednesday and just never recovered. Not a whole lot of specifics on the situation, medically speaking. He was supposedly responsive and talking when the paramedics got to him last week. Although I thought I had read that they found him and he was unconscious. So who knows? Everybody's got a different story. Every source you go to. Anyway, no matter what his situation was last Wednesday, it deteriorated. It's unclear what kind of stroke he suffered, but he passed away yesterday morning. He was a big heartthrob in the 90s, Dylan McKay on Beverly Hills 90210. Mm-hmm. I think he was there like the first five seasons and then came back for the final two. But I watched that show pretty religiously. I loved 90210.
He was on the show from the beginning?
Yes.
I thought he came in later as like a transfer into the school and ended up dating.
You know, I guess that's
What's
possible,
bucket?
But I really
Brenda.
Thought
Brenda
that they,
Walsh.
I thought they were.
I didn't watch it in any kind of real way. Mostly it was because there were girls that liked to watch it. So if I was, you know, hanging with somebody, I'd see it.
I don't see that, Vinny. I really feel like he was there from the beginning. But what, you know, I don't know.
People definitely.
Oh, no. Yeah. They're saying original cast member.
Huh. A lot of people wrote on their pages yesterday, like, clearly he was important to a certain age group. Very important.
Well, you know what's interesting is his last the last time we'll see him on screen is that new Quentin Tarantino movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
which
yeah.
is crazy. He's playing, I guess, most of the people who are in that movie, who are being portrayed in that movie, are actual people. Because it's basically
Is it the Sharon Tate movie thing?
It's sort of Sharon Tate adjacent, because it's about this dude and his stunt double or something like that who live in the house next door to the Tate. So it's the things that are happening in their life. Meanwhile, right next door, I don't know how they'll portray it, but it sounds like it's more about these dudes and sort of their life. And then right next door to them, this thing is going down with the Manson family. So anyway, one more reason to... Not that I need more reasons to see Quentin Tarantino movies. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's a Quentin Tarantino movie, I'm there. I just think he's so great. I wonder what Sam Jackson will do in this movie. So let's see here. You know what's funny is last Wednesday is when he had the stroke, and that is when they announced this sort of revival show that they're going to do. And they're talking about that now. So 90210. In case you don't know, it ran from like 90 to 2000. And all these kids that were... Erin Spelling was the executive producer, and Tori Spelling somehow got a job on it. She probably auditioned, and no one even knew she was Erin Spelling's daughter. So they're going to do what they're calling sort of a revival.
Sheesh.
And it's about the original cast members trying to put a revival together. So they're going to play themselves... Like Jenny Garth will be Jenny Garth trying to find a way to put a show about a 90210 reunion together. So you have to assume that Dylan McKay's death and Shannon Doherty's breast cancer, like all of these things, will be topics on this show as these six people are trying to put this revival together for a show that was loved in the 90s. He was on, let's see, back to Luke Perry. When he was on 90210, he did a few movies. He did the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Eight Seconds?
The bull riding movie, yeah. I don't think I ever saw that. Did you see that movie?
I didn't, but it was I think it was like something that our station promoted.
That does sound familiar. A movie
comes through and you're like, all right, I'm going to host the 8 Seconds movie premiere.
He was on Oz for a while.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Here's a t-shirt.
Right. They're not listing it here, but he definitely was on Oz, which was was that also an HBO show?
I feel like it was Showtime, but okay. I don't recall.
You know, when I was working at, this is not very specific to Luke Perry, but when I was working at that resort in La Costa, Jason Priestley came through there and was like the nicest, most down to earth and actually likable guy. And he sort of had that douchey, like, I don't know, the perfect hair. And
yeah.
the, like,
off.
You
yeah.
just expect to be put off by him. And then he was...
kind and nice.
Cool and normal and just friendly. And I went, wow, that's totally shocking.
It's funny. My cousin, Diane, always likes to tell the story
about how
she lives in L.A. And she was, not anymore, she lives in Thousand Oaks now, but she... lived there, and she and her boyfriend at the time, the one I set her up with that she later married.
My matchmaking success.
They were at breakfast at some place in Malibu, and Jason Priestley walked in, and she goes, you know, he looks just like on TV. She goes, but his head is like a little bit too big for his body.
She goes, pretty common with actors.
Yeah, I've heard that like there's something about the way you photograph that, you know. A big head is like, they see a big head dude walk in, they're like, oh, that guy's probably a star. Yeah. Did you notice his big head when he walked into La Costa?
I didn't, but he was, all I can say is I expected one thing and he was shockingly nice and down to earth and it put me off.
Expected to hate that guy.
Oh, here comes this guy. He's like, hey, buddy, how are you? And I'm like, oh, fine. And you?
My God, you're so much like a human.
This
is crazy.
You get an impression of someone.
Luke Perry, because we're basically going off on tangents on every member of the 90210 cast. Luke Perry had been playing Archie's dad on Riverdale. They're in the middle of filming a season.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're
never seen it. You?
No, I haven't. So what it sounds like, it's a live action version of the comic books. Yeah.
What it sounds like. I've never seen it either.
So he's in that Quentin Tarantino movie. Here's who he plays. Wayne Maunder, a real-life actor from old TV shows Custer, Lancer, and Chase. And that'll go down in his final role. Riverdale has temporarily shut down production in the wake of his death. They got to figure out how to deal with that. He's from Ohio. He moved to L.A. after high school and once said he auditioned for 256 roles before he got work on a TV commercial.
Wow.
He paid the rent by working in a doorknob factory and for an asphalt paving company. Mm. And his first big break was being in Twisted Sister's music video for Be Cruel to Your School alongside Alice Cooper.
Hmm.
Hmm. We have a little bit of this.
He doesn't talk at all, but see if you can recognize
him. He's just in the video?
Yeah, see if you can
all right, hold on.
Figure out which kid he is here.
Oh, he's a little kid in this?
Yes, he is. Well, not that little, but...
Second one right there, blue shirt.
Yep.
Yep, that's the guy.
Oh, look at him.
That's so funny.
He's got his...
that's his big break right there.
His James Dean lean on right there already.
All right, so listen, we'll talk a little more about this as the day goes on, but there's your early trash. Vincent, what's coming up?
HIV cure is one of the big stories. It's Fat Tuesday also, and more after these.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I should have asked for an update while I was in Studio B. What's going on with our cameras? Okay. So,
are you talking about Dramaste?
No. Oh, no. I wasn't talking about Dramaste.
Dramaste.
Hey.
No sound still with the looking glass.
Oh, for God's sake. So you can watch our show, but it's nowhere near synced up with the audio that you'd be getting out of your speakers. We'll let you know. You know what? I'm going to stop mentioning it until
I such put time in emails as we... to people.
All right. The people in charge. Yeah. We just want you to know. I guess I'm bringing it up because I want you to know. It's not our fault, man.
Definitely.
It's got nothing to do with us.
It's not Vaughn's fault.
It's not Vaughn's fault. It's no one in this building's fault. You know what? Blame Intercom. Oh. Well, that's whose fault it is.
She's right.
Well,
thank you, woman.
Let's not do that.
Well, I mean, whose fault is it?
Yeah,
it's not ours.
Let's not look for fault. Let's look for solutions.
Great. I've been looking for one of those.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, the Looking Glass. We'll let you know when it's back online.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. That is how you can listen to this show. If you're having troubles with the Looking Glass or whatever, go to the Radio.com app. That thing works perfectly.
Yep.
I've never heard anything about glitchy.
Nope.
It's smooth.
Like silk.
Right.
It's the silkiest streaming app you'll ever encounter.
Radio.com. App. Here's what's happening. It's Fat Tuesday.
So tomorrow is Ash Wednesday.
Right.
And Lent starts at midnight tonight? Hooman?
Yeah, I believe it does. I am going to Ash Wednesday service tomorrow. Everybody.
Are you giving up anything for Lent?
Yeah, probably. I'll give up...
You've given up so much already.
Yeah,
I know,
I'll give up all sugar.
All joy from life.
And salt and fat. How's that?
Sugar, salt, and fat. Is your girlfriend does Lent, doesn't she?
She usually does, yeah. We haven't talked about it. No, we've been pretty caught up.
Mm. You've given up a lot. I mean, you had to have a baby, so...
We don't talk
about it. A second one, Sarah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I really don't know what her plan is. But that is something she enjoys, so...
Giving things up?
Lent.
Oh.
Doing the making the sacrifice. I think, isn't that the point? There's a sacrifice that you make, and...
Yeah.
Well, the Lord gave his life for us, so, you know, the least you can do is give
up
soda.
Don't say it sarcastically.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not. I'm saying it's the least we can do. Give something up for Lent. If you believe.
You feeling feisty, Hooman?
Me? What about her?
Who, me?
I'm talking to you.
Couldn't be.
then who?
Brent stole the cookie.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Anyway, yesterday when we did some weather, we were saying the weather's coming tomorrow, but in fact... You know, East Bay was writing in, hey, it's raining on us right now. And then I drove out of here And on my way home, it was another rainstorm. Oh, full-blown.
Oh, yesterday.
Dark cloud rainstorm over 280. And I thought, boy, that is a real...
Boy, this weather is just doing whatever it wants to. Listening to what we say about it.
But it has begun. It is all over the place. Uh-huh. I can't even give you a... Right. They say the atmospheric river.
Oh, can that thing just go away?
That's coming. Will actually hit south of us this time in the Big Sur area. So that at least relieves the people on the Russian River from hopefully having to deal with. They haven't even finished cleaning up from the first mess.
And won't for quite some time.
Right. So they're saying more like 2 inches here, 6+ inches down in the Big Sur area.
Well, and Big Sur just got their ass back together after the last mudslides and
right.
everything.
Yes,
I mean, they were
exactly right.
cut off for a year.
So that should continue the storm, the rain that through the middle of the week here. Mm. Doctors say a British man with HIV was given stem cell transplant and now has been 18 months off HIV drugs with no trace of the virus. Mm. It's the second time there's been such success. So does that mean, and I only use his name because it's the most famous case or the name that we're all sort of aware of. Does that mean Magic Johnson still takes medicine? Because that's a dude who was HIV positive and he is still seemingly as healthy as exactly. he was when he played.
Well, and he's even said, I don't have that anymore.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't know
if he's still taking those cocktails. I assume that he was.
Me too.
Let me look up and see if I can find anything.
Yeah.
The first patient has been HIV-free for 12 years due to the stem cell transplant. It's obviously very good news. Mm-hmm. It's apparently they've tried. It's not the first time or the second time they've tried it.
Right.
So it's really that it doesn't always work.
This guy had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And
both of them did, I believe.
And I wonder if that had something to do with it, because they actually said that they'd used the stem cells to treat the cancer and weren't necessarily going for the HIV elimination. And I don't know anything about the first time.
Here's the set. Yeah, here. Both milestones resulted from bone marrow transplants given to infected patients, but the transplants were intended to treat cancer in the patients, not HIV. So it certainly gives them something to think about.
Right.
I mean, we've been aware of HIV since the 80s, and I was absolutely petrified of the warnings that were being put out at a time when I was just becoming active.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't feel comfortable when people would say, oh, that's only if you are gay. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't.
Well, that changed quickly, because first it was only if you're gay, and then it was, or if you have a blood transfusion, or if you share.
Needles,
all that stuff
right.
really started to come out fairly quickly afterward. But it was always a stigma, like it was a gay community thing.
It made me super nervous.
Yeah.
It definitely changed my high school experience some. Mm. Not that I didn't do it, but I did think a lot more about doing it.
It's not fair that I have to worry about it.
Well,
free love, man.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame has been named the worst tourist trap on earth.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing for you there.
A global survey of tourist attractions put it at the single worst destination in the world. I haven't gone. I don't care about looking at somebody's names, you know, down there on the floor.
It's pretty fun. It's just that because there you are, you're in Hollywood, and there's all, it's, you know, lots of billboards and everything's all, I don't know, it's fun. You just have to not think it's going to be, like, the stars aren't standing on their stars. They're just stars. And 90% of the names you've never heard.
Right.
More than that, even. Like, for every Bob Hope, which, by the way, your kids have not heard of, you know, there's... You know, Jill Glassman.
If we asked...
Who the hell is that?
If we asked, yeah, right, who's Bob Hope? Would he say, oh, Bob Hope, USO, or...
I seriously
doubt
it.
Comedian, or...
I don't think either of my kids...
He wouldn't have anything.
I don't think so.
Nothing.
He wouldn't say the TV musicals.
No. I don't know. I really don't know if he would have any idea who that is. Mm-hmm. He might be like, I think I've heard the name, but I don't even know about that. I feel like, how can you have helped but heard the name?
Is he the airport in Burbank?
No. Oh.
John Wayne. No. Let's see. John Wayne's Orange County.
Who's the Burbank airport?
Bob Hope.
Yeah. It is Bob Hope, isn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe he'd pull that.
Yeah. Isn't that an airport we flew into one time?
Yeah. Maybe that's how he'd know. Anyway.
But even for us, like, I don't know where Bob Hope popped out of my head from, but that's, he's before our time, too. Like, my parents.
Oh, I have no, yeah. I have not seen his work.
No.
I'm familiar, but I'm sure. Not a.
Did he have a show? He had a show.
Yeah, he had a show, perhaps a variety show, but I used to see the movies with my mom, sort of the black and white ones, maybe with Danny Kaye and singing, and they were cute.
I think that probably most people would say the work he did for the vets was huge.
Right. Mm-hmm. I definitely, when you said USO, I was like, that's the thing I think of,
right.
too.
How many times a day?
Five.
Five? 11. Do you go to the bathroom?
Oh, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Five. I'll say I go six times.
Is that right?
I'm going to say six. I get right when I get up in the morning, obviously. That's what we all do. At least one time here, as soon as I get home from here, usually a couple hours later in the afternoon, once around dinner time or shortly thereafter, and once before bed.
The most popular answer is 4 or 5 times a day.
Oh. How many times did you say you go?
Way more, double that.
Yeah.
I drink so much liquid. Are you kidding?
I know.
I've already peed 3 times just today.
Oh, I've only peed once yet so far.
I am going
to pee in the next break, though.
I do one before I get in the car to drive here. Second I land here. I do, you know, that's easily double that. I'm shocked, especially with all the way people have been told, drink water, drink water. Yeah. It's good for you.
Gotta
to
have
keep
your
you,
water, yeah.
You could dry out.
Mm. You want to get dehydrated.
So, only 9% of people said more than 8 times a day. I'm easily that. Easily.
Yeah. I guess it does depend on what I'm doing and how much water I'm drinking.
Yuzi?
Yeah, I'm good for about 8.
Yeah. I'm so surprised by that.
You go more than once here?
Probably twice. Once during the show and then once
before you
after
leave.
The show.
Yeah.
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 Either
I'll
right
pee
after
twice,
the show or right before I get started on my drive.
Mm.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Do you think you could get...
Oh.
I think you do think.
Okay.
But that's my guess.
Okay, do I think?
That you could get away with the perfect crime.
I
do. I think that you, even if you won't say it on the air, even if you're like,
I do.
Well,
I have thought a lot about
I
this,
I know
Vinny.
That you have, and it's disturbing to me that you've put as much thought into it as you have, but it's also your...
Is it a murder or just
on.
A crime?
It's just this like challenge in your own head that I think you can outsmart people. Like
I have to admit that I definitely have thought about like, oh, well, and you know, it's from watching CSI and all those shows. Like, oh, well, I'd never
that's
do that. That's
thinks.
Dumb. But I think that when I am pressed on a lie, I will fold really fast. Like, I think I probably have a lot of tells and stuff. You know how you can tell when someone's lying and stuff. I think when someone really presses me on a lie, it's really hard for me to keep it. To keep it going, like, I'll get kind of defensive about it, and it's just so obvious. Like, even in my own head, I'm like, oh, God, you just give it up because it's not happening. So I don't think I could pull off the perfect crime.
1 out of 4 people who watch crime dramas genuinely believe they could get away with it.
Mm.
They watch what's happening, and they go, that's where that person made the mistake, and I wouldn't do that.
Right. You would, though. There'd be some little trace of your DNA.
Almost half sit there and say, oh, I would have done it this way when they're watching a show like that. Like, they see where the person's gone wrong and know how they would have improved it.
Mm. What about you?
And no.
If you had to do the perfect crime, like to protect your children or something, could you do it? Could you pull it off?
You mean, like, be able to be put on the stand and tell the lie? And
the
like,
whole
you
thing.
Just didn't know.
I don't know.
Don't think I could. Mm.
Well, I think what they're asking here is, would you...
Pull it off and not even get caught?
Right, that's the thing. If you've pulled it off, you're not even questioned about it. Right? You've just done it, and you haven't left any trace of yourself
right.
there
no
or any arrows that would point to you.
Yeah.
make sure that your motive is not obvious.
As a young kid growing up sort of listening to punk rock and having this mentality that was sort of anarchist mentality, like, if you don't want me to do it, then stop me kind of thing. That's anarchy. It's like that. I didn't really understand it, and I just figured, oh, we're just supposed to do whatever
crazy.
We want, right? Yeah. And so I sort of had that as a very negative, bad mentality. Now, I wouldn't even want to. Yeah. It doesn't even...
I don't need that kind of chaos in my life.
Nah. What's going to happen to me if I don't do it?
You know what I'd really much rather? I'll go home, and I'm going to watch a movie, and I'm going to finish crocheting the hat I'm working on.
Have a nice little life.
Just have a nice life. I don't want to be... Think I'd also, you know, I feel guilty about everything in my life. Like, you know, oh God, I said this thing, or I didn't do this, or I did do this. Like, I don't need that kind of guilt in my life.
Right.
So I'm going to say no.
But as a young person, I've told you this.
I used
to steal alcohol. I couldn't buy it, and we had to have it.
Well, you had to have it.
Well, I wasn't alone, trust me. Birds of a feather, where that one's concerned.
Oh, I have a Ben Affleck story about the Birds of a Feather.
Oh, we're reviewing his movie in 2 weeks.
Well, oh, great.
Wait, what?
Nothing, he was just talking about.
2 weeks?
Well, we saw it last night, but we can't talk about
it. Oh, was it epic? I hear it's very good.
It is good.
But not epic.
Not epic, no.
Well, I got a story he's talking about. He's out there promoting it, so. No, it's not Batman.
Oh, it's Batman?
What about Live by Night?
It's not Live by Night either.
I thought they got rid of him for Batman.
No one cares about it. Batman, Batman, Batman.
There's a new trend. Tattoo artists are saying that a lot of people are after the ear tattoo.
Like
putting
right
tiny
behind your
tattoos.
Ear?
Rihanna's got one. Miley, you know, have you noticed if you see a picture of Miley Cyrus, she has little teeny ones all over her arms.
Mm-hmm.
From a distance, it doesn't look like she's got any tattoos. As you get close, there's tons of little things, every four inches. So on one hand, I kind of see why she went that route. On the other, I feel like...
I don't love the little dots of tattoos all over people. I really like people to have a plan, but that's just not how tattoos work.
Right.
I have to get over my own feelings about tattoos. Let other people have all the tattoos they want.
It appears to be a bigger trend for women than men. Most women that I've talked to about tattoos, they're perplexed as to where to put them.
Mm.
You know,
I think behind the ear might be nice. Like I put John behind my ear.
Mm. Oh, do it.
Just tuck them behind there.
Oh, that'd be
hurt.
So fun.
It hurts so much.
If I had to, I would get one behind my neck.
Oh, that's cute.
That way I could hide it.
That's a penthouse stamp.
What?
Okay. Penthouse tramp stamp is what I was trying to say.
It is? Is that true?
I just made that up.
No.
But it's up high and it's in the back. But you're high end. You're like a top shelf.
That's
a top shelf stamp. Tramp stamp.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to talk.
That's not successfully.
I'm not. I feel like I've had plenty of coffee.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Luke Perry was in 199 episodes, but the other actors were in 240 or 290 in Beverly Hills 90210.
Well, that's because he took that break.
He stopped at 1995.
707 says, on 90210, Brenda and Brandon were the ones that transferred in from another state, Luke.
From Minnesota.
I was confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really watch
it. They were.
I just wanted to sit next to girls.
Sure. And girls were going to watch it.
Right.
My cousin Diane and I just used to I think it was a... Wasn't it a Monday night show or a Wednesday night?
I don't know.
But we used to make these little veggie sandwiches, and we'd sit together, and we'd watch that and Melrose together. You know? So fun. We didn't care what anyone else was doing in the whole wide world, but we were going to watch our shows.
510 says, why are just the moms being blamed? What about the fathers? Both parents should have seen what Michael Jackson was up to.
No question.
Well, two of the kids' fathers committed suicide.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm blaming everybody. Everybody involved.
Both dads of the guys in the story killed themselves?
One dad killed himself from those
two
guys. And then I believe another dad. But I know two dads killed themselves.
Of the zillion kids.
Michael really ripped apart people's families.
Molested.
Yeah. Usually when my house flooded and I had fans into humidifiers, I got wireless headphones for the TV.
Oh.
Worked great.
That's
good luck.
Great
so sorry
idea.
About this.
And also tons of people were saying
Closed captioning.
I run that all the time anyway.
Would you be able to see that?
I could see it, but I may not be able to read it quick enough.
Right.
So I wonder if there's a setting
that slows everything down.
Yeah, on the closed caption. I don't know. No, not like that.
Yeah, go for the wireless headphones.
We do have some.
Although,
yeah.
Oh, you do have some.
Yeah.
You already have them. I was going to say, you know, if you run out and buy them now, you only have a couple more days with these fans.
I love my Bluetooth headphones. Mm.
John loves his.
They're like noise canceling.
And they're big. They're full on.
Oh, yeah, they're full size.
He walks around. They get all sweaty and gross and stick to his face. I'm like, oof.
Oh, why don't you use those for the new baby? Use them for Isla.
I do.
Oh.
All the time.
Yeah. Oh, he's not listening to that baby cry.
Okay.
Don't get crazy.
I am the face of grace. While that baby's just wailing, I'm like, what's up? I got this, everybody. Or you hear me going, I got to get my headphones.
And now I'm the face of grace.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I have a few things, Vinny. I do have some more on Luke. I also want to get to that Ben Affleck story. Oh, my God, look at all this Luke stuff. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.